That's what happened to my next guest, and he's used that life-changing experience to get onto a project. It's a colourful, quirky, humorous coffee table book titled The Gardener's Guide to Growing Money Trees. And Dave Bell is the author, and he joins us this morning. G'day, Dave.
Oh, g'day, Karen. How are you going? Thanks for having me.
No worries. Great to talk to you. And Dave, you had a life-changing experience at Mount Compass. You and a mate, Neil, were driving along the road and a pine tree hit a power line and basically nearly decapitated you. A truck cut the power cable and the last thing you saw was a fully live power cable coming at you that took your surfboards but didn't take your heads.
Karen, that was probably one of my defining, not one of, probably my defining moment in life, because up to that point I'd been thinking about this book and doing things, but not really serious, and that was one hell of a thing to happen. Basically, we were 7 o'clock in the morning, passing through Mount Compass, and a truck in front of us, a tree in front of us dropped a log on a power line, brought the power line down, and truck hit it, coming in the opposite direction. So we're going in 100 one way, the truck's coming 80 towards us the other way, and it hit it and broke the power cable, came back, and I just about thought my head would be going north with the power cable when it hit the windscreen right next to my head. It was like a bomb going off, and it was just amazing. Everything sort of slowed down, as they say, and yep, I thought that was it for me, Karen. I thought you'd see me you might have been talking about me on the news, or, I was on the TV that night as two surfers got killed on the way to Mount Compass, and that was going to be me.
Life can change that quickly, Dave. At the time, you were involved in working at something that you really loved doing, and that is designing gardens.
Yeah.
But you were struggling away a bit because it's a tough life, and you were really working very hard to sometimes see the business slip backwards. What did that teach you, this life-changing experience?
I kind of realised then that you need to do in life what it is that you really want to do. Because, Karen, I'd also done kind of part-time cab driving, and I remembered some of the older people I'd have in the cab, and they'd always say, look, when you get old, it's not fabulous getting old because your body slowly doesn't work so well. But they said the most difficult thing is there's something you really wanted to do but you didn't do it. It's not so much the things you did and that you didn't succeed at, it's what you didn't do, because there comes a day when you don't have the time to do it, and that's basically what it was. And I realized, look, I kind of love gardens and design, but I really wanted to do something a little bit different, a little bit more creative, and I thought, right, that's it, I've been given a wake-up call, and I'm going to do the thing that I really like. And Karen, at the time I didn't really have that much money, and so there was issues around it, but I thought, nah, that's it, I'm doing it. So I basically quit my day job and quit everything and started off on this adventure that took me 2 years to do.
I think the title is fantastic, Growing Money Trees. That's going to get people right there. But it is a reflection on money and life. And we'll just talk about the book launch in just a tick, Dave. But you're also a recipient of the ABC Talkback Gardening Award of Excellence in 2006 for a garden you helped design and build in Prospect in the Adelaide suburbs. So tell us a little tiny bit about that.
It was James Morecambe, my partner in crime, and I were both landscapers, garden designers, so we built this garden. Look, it was a beautiful garden, Kieran. It was one of those gardens that I had my heart in, so did James. Really beautiful. I loved it. I loved working on it. The guy actually had terminal cancer. When we got the job, he was pretty sick, and he needed it to be finished quickly and to look very full straight away. He didn't have time for the trees to grow, etc. So we did it, and we made all the trees. We bought large stuff. We had it so that within 3 months it basically looked like a finished garden, and it was really something. It sort of grabbed me when I used to sit in it. It really did. It was a beautiful looking garden, and he absolutely loved it. And we won the ABC Talkback Gardening Award of Excellence in 2006, which is a state award. Kind of one of the highest awards that you can get in landscaping in South Australia. So we were really proud of it, and it was, we made great friends with Don and his wife, and it was It was a wonderful garden. In fact, it's in the book. A picture of it is in the book.
Yeah, can't wait to have a look at the book because you've described the this co-authored book as, you know, a look at money, love and life. So you're taking the big themes of life in looking at this book, but you say that it's humorous as well.
Yeah.
And Dave, you're on the road going out to the regions, and you're going to be in Port Pirie on Friday at 2 o'clock in one of the bookshops there, one of the major bookshops in the main street there.
Yes.
Just talking about the book, are you going to other parts of regional South Australia to talk about it?
Look, I will be at various times. I'm just sort of organising, you know, author talks as I go along. I've got a couple other ones coming up, one the St Peter's Library, et cetera, et cetera. So I haven't actually kind of got a tour there, like a rock band with a tour, but I do look at... I'm always interested to tell some of the stories and kind of share... James and I's love of basically wildlife and gardens and plants and birds in particular. It's kind of sharing that with people, and there's a lot of little funny stories and interesting things. And I tend to use a slideshow like a PowerPoint with some of the pictures because I'm talking to you, your listeners are listening, and they're thinking, well, you know, it's a book of photos and pictures, but what? It's hard to kind of get a grasp, but they're kind of quirky. Funny photos that might, well, you know, as an example of one, Kieran, like one of the sections on the share market. So James, the photographer's in France, he's at an outdoor market. There's a rotisserie, outdoor rotisserie.
So yep, we've only got about half a minute now, Dave. It's all right.
He's standing there, the bird flies down, a pigeon flies down, looks at the rotisserie, as these two rows of chooks are getting rotisseried, and says, that's the picture, and it's called What's Cooking, and it says, know when to get out of the market to avoid getting roasted. So that's an example of the type of thing.
Well, Dave, look, I'd love to have a look at this book and invite you back onto the program, and we can delve into it and some of the themes that you've discovered. But thanks so much for your time briefly. We'll let our listeners know that if they want to meet you, 2 o'clock this Friday in the bookshop in Port Pirie.
Yes, at Meg's Bookshop at 90 Yellen Street, Port Pirie.
Beautiful, Dave.
Right, Karen.
Thanks for being with us.
Good, thank you, mate.
The Gardener's Guide to Growing Money Trees.